Saints, Sufferers, and Sinners. Loving Others as God Loves Us. By Michael R. Emlett. New Growth Press, 2021. 198 pages. A book review from Books at a Glance by G.T. Tran. Summary of Content. In his book, Saints, Sufferers, and Sinners, Michael R. Emlett lays out a biblical model of how to love people well. This model is necessary because we all struggle to love others just as they struggle to love us. But the good news, as Emlett states, is that Scripture gives us a kind of trellis, a basic structure, on which love can flower in person-specific ways. In part one of the book, chapters 1 through 3, the author proposes three categories for understanding who believers are: saints, sufferers, and sinners. Although unbelievers are not saints, they share the experiences of suffering and sin just like believers. In general, Emlett suggests that saints need confirmation of their identity, sufferers need comfort amidst their affliction, and sinners need a challenge to their sin. Of course, Jesus is the ultimate saint, sufferer, and sinner, the sinless one being made sin for us. Thus, believers are saints, sufferers, and sinners in union with our Savior. Importantly, they are saints who suffer and sin. As Emlett explains, ongoing struggle with suffering or with sin must be understood in this basic context of our new identity as children of the living God. Parts 2 through 4, chapters 4 to 24, explore the categories of saints, sufferers, and sinners, respectively. For each category, Emlett also, 1, provides a biblical example of how God loves saints, sufferers, and sinners, 2, identifies ministry's priorities for loving them, 3, gives examples in informal as well as formal counseling, and 4, notes some barriers to loving them well. The book concludes with part 5, chapters 25 to 27, where Emlett encourages a balanced approach where all three experiences are taken into account. He writes, "Keeping these three categories in view guards us from absolutizing any one aspect of our lives, which leads to oversimplification and distortion. And they keep us from being imbalanced as we minister to others. In fact, chapter 26 notes several consequences when our approach is imbalanced. The last chapter, chapter 27, reminds us of the future hope wherein one day we will be saints who no longer suffer and sin." Although it is not the primary focus of the book, Emlett occasionally touches on the issue of counseling unbelievers. Evaluation of content. The book is noteworthy for at least three reasons. First, it contains a wealth of personal anecdotes and case studies which greatly help concretizing Emlett's concepts. In other words, he shows readers how to move from orthodoxy to orthopraxy. Through these scenarios, we learn not only what to counsel, but also how to counsel well. Second, Emlett models his counsels from Scripture. This is evident in the fact that the sections on counseling examples directly follow the sections on biblical examples. For instance, when talking about loving others as sufferers, Emlett first examines the biblical example of how God relates to the suffering church in Smyrna. Then, in chapters 15 to 16, he shows how that biblical example shapes other counseling examples. This aspect of the book is commendable because it champions the sufficiency of Scripture in everyday life, that Scripture indeed equips believers for all good works, including the work of counseling. Compare with 2 Timothy 3:16-17. Third, the chapters addressing barriers to loving each other well are personally convicting. For example, Emlett points out one reason we fail to love our fellow sinner is due to our self-righteousness and a judgmental spirit. Other reasons include the fear of man or personal shame and guilt. These heart-probing reflections remind us that as instruments in God's hand, we must remain humble and compassionate when helping others. Overall, Saints, Sufferers, and Sinners is a helpful book that will enrich the church. Pastors who desire to shepherd their flock well would benefit from reading this book. For that reason, I highly recommend it. G.T. Tran.